In the Inyanim of, I mean, in all the Inyanim of Avraham Avinu, there's such a wealth of godlistic Inyanim, big Inyanim. Sometimes we miss over some of the Pratim because we're dealing with the big Inyanim. There's, in the parasha, there's hidden a whole sugya of Avraham Avinu that, again, because it's small in the Mount of Psukim, that we don't have the whole, that we don't pay attention to it. In the Melchemes, Avram connected the Melachim, connected Dal Melachim. It says that Melchstein came to Avram, and he told him to take the Rechush. And Avram, Vayim Avram el Melchstein, Hari Moisi Yadil Hashem kil Elyoin Kainish Mayim Voyet, it's through a Shavua, in Michut Vatsoich now, in Ekach Mekola Shalachov, Leiteima Ani Yashati Es Avram. So it says that he made a neder not to take michut atzorich now. He won't be nena thing. So Chazal say over Gemara, say the Gemara in Chulin that b'schus the chut was tzitzis, Klai Yisrael was zorich the tzitzis, and b'schus the tzorich now there was zorich the tefillin. So both, first of all, what's the kasha in Yanim? I mean, chut was zorich now. I mean, this happens to be love, this happens to be chut. But obviously there's an akudi here of the tefillin of the mitzvah. And Bechal, the whole parish over here, what was the mida that Avraham Avinu was coming to be mafkia from? I mean, parishes were just a tactic. Don't, in order to be mefaris and more, that Kadosh Baruch Hu did the neis, or somehow that we shouldn't say he did it. He did this ma'aser. L'chura, there's something, there's a gilu of a certain mida of Avraham Avinu over here, that mida was a meat of his for which they were zeicher to tzitzis and film. The Yalkut Shemoyni says that Avraham Avinu was mekayim two mitzvahs. He was mekayim leisan abreicha etshaka, and he was mekayim leisachmei. He says he was mekayim leisan abreicha etshaka because he said Hari Mois Yodel Hashem Keloyin Kodesh Mayim Voretz. So he's made that a Kodesh Baruch was the Keloyin Kodesh Mayim Voretz. That's a kiyum of leikaner. And it was mekayim letachmoid, the mechut atzorech now, the mekayim koshkor. So the kiyum of letachmoid as leisachmoid, we understand, he could have taken all the zav, the kesef, he didn't take it, so that's a kiyum of leisachmoid. But the leisaner, said, look, you're right, he said, I'm mercy of Hashem, killing us my heart. But obviously it's mashmat that the leisaner, echad shok over here, would have been totally in that way of leitachmoid. It's not too bizunder in yonim that first, he did an inyan of not being chaymed, and also he said that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Keloyin Kodesh Mayim Voretz. But rather that a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the mitzvah of in the Leisan Echad Shaka is a result of Leitachmei, and that seems to be the inyan, which again needs an explanation of where do we have that kesher, two separate inyanim, each one is a very fine thing in its own right. But where the Lisana come from Sachmid? Demis is there's a Zaya Chodesh that says he says that the mitzvah of Lisachmid, the love of Lisachmid, is Klolo Basro B'Kola Teira. It's the bottom klal of the Teira, and he says that if the person, it goes, it's an Aseres HaDibros, Lisachmid is the last Dibur. If a person is Eivan Lisachmid, he brings in himself to the Alma de Shikra, and the Mele is Eivan Lisana. So Chemda brings to Sheker. But the Pashup Chat would be, if a person is Chemed, he lies in order to attain something like by Achov and Nevoyas and so on. But it has itself as being tied together. Similar to what the Yaakov Shemoyni is saying about Avraham Avinu, that Lisachmid, the Etzim, it's not just that if a person is chaymer the kind, there's a money, lies and steals to get it. But it's mashma that the lisachma and lisana are kosher one with each other, and the mela there's some sort of kesher. It one leads to the other, not the mikra, that in order to attain what you want to be chaymer you lie, but the etzim, the sheresh of the tachma is told in lisana. In that same way, he says that lisachma is the last klal of the Torah, and the mela, he says, what the Zohar says, that what's lemala on the bottom, or on the top, is lemata on the bottom. It's like a reflection. So when like Rashi says by Yaakov and Esav, that what goes in first comes up last. Anything that to us is the last one is Mishamayim, the first one. A muscle that if I'm trying to explain somebody something, so the last point that I make when explaining somebody something is the first point I had in mind. When I want to explain somebody a certain musik that's difficult, I start with an elementary musik and keep building up. And when I get to the final point, that was the point of my starting it. So the same thing like Tachmed, it says, is the Klalakar Terikula, because it's the last one in the Sefer Divris, and the Meila Lamala is the first one. So we have to understand like Tachmed in the sense of being a Klalakar Terikula, rather than just being one of the Prati Mitzvah that comes out of it. Because not only, even the fact that it's the Chesim of the Sefer Divris would mean that it's Kodal everything, like we've said a lot of times, the Chesim is Kodal everything. But the Zohar says even sharper. The Zohar says it's the Klala Basa the Torah, which means that Lamala, it's Haskola. Anything that Lamata is lost is Lamala the Shayush. So we have to understand that. So the Mida we're talking about, the point we're talking about here is Leisachmoid. The Mida of Leisachmoid was the Mida that Rome was Megal over here. And we see from these Mekaymas that Leisachmoid is a Shayush to Ketai Bavinyan that goes that's into the Shayush of Kotei Kula. It's the Shayush of Emunah, it's the Shayush of Anoichi. And in the sense of the Bris, Leisachmoid could have been first. Mitzad, the Gili of Anoichi, Leisachmoid is that Oifen. That's why it's last by us, and it's first by Mala. So let's understand a little bit the Bid of Chemda versus other Midas and try and understand it. The Goyim says in Mishlei, in a lot of places, it's a use a lot of times, that in Mishlei you find Ra is depicted as a woman. Because she's Mefata and she's Megara and so on. There are two types of Noshim mentioned in Mishlei. There's the Isha Nachriya and the Isha Zara. The Isha Nachriya means that she's the different Nachriya and Zara are both strange. Nochri is somebody that the etzim is strange, like a Nochri to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. Nochri is somebody that's Bechlal not Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. A Zer is someone that has some Shaykhs, but is meanwhile a strange. A Zer could become somebody he's friendly with. The Zeris can go off, Nochriyas can't go off. Somebody I get to know is not a Zer anymore. Somebody who's completely, who's the etzim of Gafami is a Nochri. So the Goyin says it's talking about two in Yonim of Tchunas HaNefesh. There are two Krechas in Tchunas HaNefesh that are Moshe. There's Taiva and there's Chemda. Taiva is something which is a physical desire. So if a person, any physical craving that a person has, whether it's in Yachilo, it's in Yonit Noshim, or anything like that, that's called Taiva. Chemda is it's more an emotional drive, like ambition, greed, covet, all those in Yonim that are not gufnistic passions. So the Kreach of Taiva in a general sense gets split up into two parts. Taiva for Dvarim Gashmiim, and Chemda for Dvarim that are, I mean Ruchim in a looser word, not Ruchim in the sense of mitzvahs, but Ruchim in a looser word. So the Goyen says Taiva be'etzim is the Isha Nachriya. It has no shaykhus to serve Yisrael. There is no makom tov in the taivas aguf. A person can there's taiv in the guf. A person achila and shdiya ketikunoi is a wonderful thing, but it has no taiva. Taiva is not something that has any mitzvah. The mele, just like the isha nachriya has no tzad head to tchai Yisrael, oilam taiva has no shaykhus to tchai Yisrael. So that must have tchai Yisrael. Chemda. It's like an Isha Zara. Isha Zara means she's married to someone else. It means mitzad the mitzias of the Isha herself, she is shayach to, she could be for me, but she's taken by somebody else. But mitzad the mitzias, mitzad the mitzias itself, she could be shayach to me. Chemda, he says, has a mokon for Klal Yisrael. Chemda is something which the etzim could, it's a koyach ha-nefesh that is compatible with Klal Yisrael, except chemdes amomim and chemdes abatim and chemdes all the other chemdes that we have, those are inyanim that are not shayach to. They're taken. It's a wrong. It's the wrong one. But the etzim is like peches anefesh chemdes, not something to be eaten. That's what the Goyen says. So I'd like to understand what distinguishes chemda that's good, chemda that's good. I mean, you could say, of course, the entire mitzvah is good chemda, it's not chemda, but where is chemda? If chemda means, if the drive to acquire things is a good drive, how do I distinguish the etzim between a yonim gashmin and a ruchni? We're not talking about somebody who wants, we're not talking about the difference between, is it good to have money, is it good to have Torah mitzvahs? The question is, the koyach hachemda itself, how does it split itself even those two yonim? How does one understand the chemda of Torah as opposed to the other chemda? And it's interesting, the Zohar says, if you see so, on this I think, that if the person, that the Torah, when it says, v'sachmoy, there's a klal and a prat and a klal, and the Zohar darshins that I would think chemda of the rice is also also. Kamashmalan that chemda the rice is mutter. That it doesn't want to be chaymet things teira. It doesn't want to be chaymet. For us, we don't spell two the word. One is chaymet and one is sheifa for godless, whatever you want to call it. How do you spell two the common kunas and nefesh of chemda to both of them? That needs explanation. So let's understand the nekuda of where chemda is ra. And then let's understand the Tzad HaTayyip. The Maral says that chemda, he speaks about this parasha by us, and he says that the fact that Avraham Avinu showed that Avraham Avinu wasn't chemed shows that he's a shalim. That he's not a chasa and he's a shalim. And that's why he's able to many mitzvahs. That's what the Maral says. But the Maral taps on a certain nekuda about chemda. And that is the chiluk in the two. A person himself is born into this world. He's born with the kunas anefesh of being the herring that is a chasam. We spoke about the first generations. We spoke about the chisaron of having the chisaron of that a person has all the kayak. And his job is major the prayer. The person is born, his job is a chasa. He's born an oral, he's born a shaita. Everything a person is born with is terms of a chasa. And that's a true tfisa. The person can be tefis his chisarit as something outside of him. A person goes and he sees a nice car and he says, oh, that's what I'm missing. I know what I was missing. I was missing this car. A person goes and he sees a very nice house. He says, oh, that's what I'm missing. So the person, the koyach hachemda, is tefis himself as a chasa because of the things around him. If a person is tefis himself as a chasa because of the things around him, because of the car that he sold by somebody else, because of the house he sold by a second person, because of something else he sold by a third person, so the person, the etzem, is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria is a chaseira. The person is saying, HaKadosh Baruch created me a cripple, and I didn't know what I was missing, and here I see a person is limping along, and he sees a cane or a stick, and he says, oh, if I'd had the stick, I'd be able to walk with it. So the person is tefis his mitzias as a chasa kalate chutz. And Koyach HaChemda tells him to, Koyach HaChemda arouses in himself the feeling of being a chasa. Just like Koyach HaTayiv on the goof, if he sees something he wants to eat, he becomes hungry for it. Koyach HaChemda is the tfisa, the person's tefis, his chisaron, when he sees something around that he's chayimut to. And he pictures himself, and it's even the way we fantasize to ourselves. A person says, oh, if I had that, then everything would go good. That's the Koyach HaChemda. If I had that car, it wouldn't break down so much, it would be good, it would be this, it would be that. That's the way Koyach HaChemda works. Koyach HaChemda, that's the Tzad HaTayyip, finds the Hashlama to the Chisaron within the person. The person wakes up when he becomes a Badass and says, I'm a Chasa. It's true. If I were to if I were to bring it out in myself, I would have it. Let's take something on a very simple way. A person doesn't know. He takes a look and he knows less than somebody else knows. So the Shaita says, if I have his textbook and in his pictures or diagrams, whatever, I know it as well as he knows it. The Chemda of Toiv says, if I were to chaz it over again, if I were to focus more on it, if I were to work it out better, I would understand as well. In other words, both are Toifis de Chisar. Both are Toifis that the person is chasar. That has to be. If the person feels that he's not a chasar, there's no desas calls avoider. Being Toifis de Chisar is right. And that's what the Goyim says. Chemda is a mida chayach tekai. So without ambition, without drive, then you don't go anyplace. Chemda can't be, you can't be oike chemda, because then you don't have a person who's an avid or is b'chol a person. But the question is, when the person says, oh, chisar, I'm an amaretz, so how do I attain it? Is the pshat because I'm looking for something outside me? Or is it because I'm bringing out something, some kayach hanefesh in myself? That is the brush that I've drawn between the two types of chemda. The chemda that's ra is the isha zara. Anything, if a person understands that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the person with everything he needs, in the amount of emuna and bitachon that a person has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person that has to have himself as a shalom. And in as much as a person has himself as a chasa, there's a certain begam in emuna. The Maral explained here that the Mida Taiva of Avram was established the Mu'ud. And it said, so Pashas when it starts with Mu'ud, it's a Mida Taiva because the person doesn't need much. It's kind of under the category of Panesim, we put it. It's sort of an ascetic. He's Mistap Mu'ud, doesn't need much, and so on and so forth. It's much, much deeper than that. The Koyach of Istapit the Mu'ud means that the person looks to find his shleimus within himself. The person is not mistapik the mu'ud. There has his shleimus as being with point A that's outside of him, and thing B that's outside of him, and C that's outside of him. That's how the person has it. The person who's mistapik the mu'ud says, with what I have everything I need to get myself. I dehare myself as a bria shleima b'koach, and chaseira b'poah. So the gap to fill in between the chisaron and the shleimus lies in not acquiring more, but it lies in bringing out more of the b'koach al ha'perem. That is the deher of the chemda when it's taken. The amida of chemda, that's what Chazal say over here by Avraham Avinu. It says Ma bein Avram to Bilam. It says Bilam is nafshei rechava, and Avram Avinu is nefesh tfola. Bilam is nafshei rechava because he said in Tikkuni, Echada mole, Bayis mole, Zov and Kesef Beuchal. What do you mean in Tikkuni? I mean, if you can do it, you can do it without anything else. In Tikkuni, he said, you know, I might need a lot of Zohar and Kesef over here, and you have to supply the Zohar and Kesef, but still I'm the old type of Baruch Hu. But the Etzem Tfisa of Bilam is, in order to do what you're supposed to do, then you need a bias Malay Zohar and Kesef. You're Zohar to something else. That is the Nefesh Rechava. That's Chemda when it spits bare, when it's from the Sitra. The word Bilam comes from Lashon Bolam, Milashim Belia. A person's Bolea, he absorbs everything around him. A person who has a pathological hunger is something to eat the craft taiva. Some people push it because they see it, they feel they're missing it. If there's a piece of cake there, then I have to have it. Because it's there, because I'm missing it, because I don't have it yet. The Koyach HaChemda is Toifis, the person has Chisaron, that without this Michael, I'm missing something. That is the Nefesh Rechava. The Nefesh Shfola of Avram is that the only chisaron I have is minei ubei. That whatever I haven't brought out. So in Avraham Avinu's maimed with the Melach Stein, the Melech Shlomo told him, give you the Rechush. Avraham Avinu said, he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koine Shemayim V'Oretz. Koine Shemayim V'Oretz. He said, Harim Moisi Yadi, okay, El Yoyim Koine Shemayim V'Oretz. The Harom HaSiyad is a loss of Shavua. Harom HaSiyad is a very deep inyan, in the sense that it used to be Derech Tefillah. When even today, in the accepted way of when a person surrenders, is he holds up his hands. The hands are the kli mice of a person. There's koyach, there's ability to make, there's ability to create ashiras, there's ability to be a giver. The yadayim is the koyach ha'pul of Adam. And when a person holds up his hands, there's a bit of the koyach yadayim of the person. When a person does have a moisi yadi, the chat is he's mevatel, it's koyach yadayim to lemala. That is the act of haromas yadayim. And it's a certain, it's a shavua, maybe sometime we'll see the Rabban says the shavua is a certain batas, the Rabban in the beginning of batas. But here, it's especially like that. The shayla was ani yashartes Avram. The Stoyim said, I'll give it to you. Avram said that I don't have, what I have doesn't come mikoyach mais yadim. It's where he was kaveh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koine shemayim v'aretz. That the etzim all kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being that I'm ever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives what I need, and the melech, there's no mocker to look for anything I don't have. So the Harim Moisi Yadi is a bitl of the koyach of associating something as being his. And he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koine Shemayim V'aretz, Galayim Koine Shemayim V'aretz. And that included in itself the Hakadama to him, why he's not being koine. That is the Keshev Tzukim. So you have the Keshev Tzukim is that Avraham Avinu was a Shalom in the midst of Chemda. The Shleimus of Chemda tells you, stop is more like Mal says, which means the person finds himself within himself. That itself is a hachraza, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if a person, Lamashal Ma'adam Adayna, a person has a certain need, and he looks around and asks himself, why don't I have it? And he says, my parents are poor, they can't afford it, that's why I don't have it, and I have to get on my own. That is the way which a person understands why it is that he needs something. If a person's parents have everything, they're very wealthy, and he still doesn't have it, so the person can say, well, maybe my parents are not baradas, they don't understand that I need it, they're missing that knowledge, and I have to go find it myself. But if a person is confident that his parents are both, the person sent out a mission by somebody he trusts, place in the army or whatever, and he gets a kit with exactly what he needs. So the person says, listen, I know that they have the ability to give me anything I want. I know that they know exactly what I need. And I know that they're very careful. So Bar-Karchach, I don't need other inyanim. In the herring in a person's own shleimus is totally in the herring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koine shemayim v'aretz. It's a branch of that nevuah, or of that amunah. The chemda, or the proper use of chemda, the proper reigning in of chemda, is a branch of the emuna. And the mela, that's the pshat in Leisan Abrecha, what the Zohar says, and the Medrash says, the opposite over here, that he was Mekayim Sair Leisachma, and Sair Leisan Abrecha Eich Shokra. That this hachraza of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Elyon Koine Shemayim V'aretz is a direct result of the shleimus of his mid of Leitachmei. The fact that he didn't need anything coming from the outside meant that he was proclaiming HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koine Shemayim V'aretz. And that's the pshat in the Zohar, that the mid of Asura, the final inyan is Leisachmoy, and Mishroshoy, it's the first inyan. Which means, I don't know how it works out, but certainly it means that it says as sheirish tikas aneich Hashem alakecha, and the teretz is leisach moed is the fleshed out version of aneich Hashem alakecha. In as much as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kid Elyon Kadosh Mayim Vayetz, then there is no mokum chisorin in the bria, and every chelik of bria bal kovach is a shalom. In as much as a person doesn't have that, it's lacking in a neichi. So l'sachmer is the etzim, the sheirish of what Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted. To us, it comes last. Once a person is a maimon, then he can hold on to l'sachmer. But the two of them come, but they're one and the same. One is be machshava, one is be'ilam ha'maisa. There's the tzitzis and the tefillin. There are two inyanim that a person does need. There's food, there's water and drink. That's one inyan, and usually the meat of chemda doesn't so much associate with those inyanim because they're very physical. They fall under taiva. So food and drink and physical inyanim are inyanim that are associated with taiva, not with chemda. The next tzarech of a person is begadim, and the tefisa of chemda starts with begadim. In begadim and in batim and in sadis is where a person's tefisa of chemda, because that's a very step removed from the body. Anything that's the body itself, like eating and drinking, falls on the area of taiva. Anything that is outside the body is a step chutzalai, falls under the general rubric of oisachmoy. And begadim is what a person's chayim. Begadim have two functions. By the Kohen it says l'chavod ol sifares. There's covered in the begin, there's tiferes in the begin. Covered means pashtus, covering a person's nakedness. It says that you're now that you're not boided for. It's a machlokes in one rabbis where he boided for levush and for mazon. There's one madyama that says you check a person if he's really hungry enough before you give him food. You don't check him if he needs clothing. Why? Because that's covered. And covered abrias are shining. The person doesn't have what to wear, he's lacking covered abrias. In Bigde Kehuna, which was the Chavos Sepharis, there were two begadim. The begadim levonim were pashtas, most of them were covered. They were there to cover the erva, like it says before, to cover the erva, and to cover the basa. The purpose of the begad was the primary purpose of begad, for the covered adam. Taking off begadim is or if it's not at the rights, it's called it's covered abrius and it's doicha, everything except for the rights and so on. Tiferes is where a person ties on a beged to show off a crown that a person wears, even a shoe in the times of the Gemara places, even not times of Gemara, even 60-70 years ago in Europe, a shoe was a luxury. There's a Gemara, you can't wear Oiva Yachach with Nei Amud because it's not dignified enough. It's Basa Erva, but it's something which elevates a person. A pair of shoes is a covet for a person. So it's an outside thing, and it's strapped onto the person. So an Atara on a person's head, and shoes, all are things that are begadim. They're not, those begadim that fit onto the person to be mechase the erva are made out of cloth. That's the tevat part. It's made out of cloth because it lends itself on the person. It tries to hug the person as much as possible. Those in yonim that are lekovay, that are sefer, those in yonim that are haker, they're sort of to show off, like a crown on the head. Those are not made out of thread, they're made of gold, out of silver, out of leather, and they are tied to the person because they don't stay on the person. In Big Day, Kohen Gadol was Lifteferes, and the Melet had a lot of zav in it, had a lot of kesef, had diamonds, and the ephod was tied onto the person. It was a different tzur of Levisha. In the two mitzvahs that apply to this inyan is tzitzis and tefillin. Tzitzis is something that's an inyan of a beged. Tefillin is called pe'er. And that's why Pechel Chavos Shalachan, a person who's an Ovel, it's Eifer Tachas Pe'er, you don't wear tefillin, you don't wear tefillin in the morning, you know, Ovel Midaraisa doesn't wear tefillin the first day, and so on. Those are in Yonav Pe'er, of his Paris, and the Tzitzis is an Indian of Levush, of Beged, which is the Chavos. Both those in Yonin, they can be the Sheirish of Chemda, in the fact that a person is, in the fact that a person in Begodim is where he shows off, and Mitzad, when the Torah gave us Tfilin and Tzitzis, the Torah gave it Taket. He gave it, we have it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rein ourselves in. And Tzitzis is called a Knaf B'Gecha, means there's a thread that comes from the beggar to the person, there's a thread that comes and leads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the loose thread over there. And in Tfilin, the Tzad is, we're Kresh, the Tfilin, not to, it's a Pe'er, but the Teichon of Pe'er is that the person is Meshabit, the Chesav, and Tavasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the two Inyanim that stand on the threshold of Chemda, which is Begodim that have a covenant Seferis, their mitzias is a mitzias of Lashem. Avraham Avinu was zeicher that because he was shalom the mitzvah of chemda, and he said, "I'm not going to take something from the outside." So b'meila he was zeicher that his big day covered the teferes were in yanim that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. They were part and parcel of the person mitzias, like everything else is part and parcel of the person mitzias. Going to Aaron Yonim. There's an Evan Ezra that asked, how can a person not be chaymer? It's a double person like Dachmai. A chender is something that a person is always riddled with. How can a person not be chaymer? So Evan Ezra says, he says a parrot which includes two in Yonim in it. He says, Moshel, if a person sees a bas melech that's way above his rank, he's not chaymer. He knows it's not for him, or it's not going to happen to him. And the same thing with Marshall. A person who every person has his range, what he is, and how far his ambition will go. Some that's completely out of his metzias, there's no makom for chemda. So a person who's making $100,000 a year will be chemda to make $200,000. Will be chemda to make $500,000. He's not going to be chemda to make 50 million. It's not chemda. It's a fantasy. It's not the kriyach chemda. He's not going to drive himself to make 50 million. That's not in his line of sight. So that's one teretz that Nezis gives. The second teretz that he gives is the same way where a person understands that the inyanim is masik does not come in korach zroyei, but from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also means that he won't be chemda. It seems almost as if two separate roots. One is that the first half that Nezis seems to be saying it's possible to take something out of your range of chemda. And the second thing he says is to understand that it won't help you and only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you will work for you. That seems to be what he's saying. But he's saying one path, not like two thirds. And what he's saying is that a person has to reverse his kriyach chemda. Kriyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that gives everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person mitzias. And in the mitzias of a person is locked in every single thing that's shayach to him. So l'mashal, those in Yonim that person be masig the hen of yat, a person who earns a normal salary to buy some third film, so certainly that's within his range of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Anything that's within the range of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him is his. And chemda over there is good. A person looks at himself and says, if I have such a kriyach of havana, am I using it enough or not? Did I bring out from myself what I am or not? That kriyach of chemda is correct because that's me Hashem. You were born with a kriyach of X seichel. You were born with a certain amount of years. Am I using up my years enough? Am I using up my time enough? The kriyach of ambition and greed, the guy says, is a very important kriyach. It's not a kriyach that a person should be oikeh, and it's not a kriyach that a person could be oikeh and remain a person. A person who's apathetic is dead. There's no tapas to me. The person has to be driven. But the shaila is, if the person is driven for what's not his, then shnayim rosa sa'ami. First of all, he'll not attain it. And secondly, he's being koyf and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a koyach to learn one mesechta. Why is it that you set up ambition to learn 10 mesechtas? Because Rube next to you is learning 10 mesechtas. Shimon next to you is learning 12 mesechtas. So then the pshat is you're being koyf, you're asking to do something that's not for you. And Ke'ilu, you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one, I can get more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's what you're saying, really. The Gaon says in Mishlei, it's very interesting, he says, each taiva prevents a person from Avodas Hashem and Chemda. Taiva prevents a person from Avodas Hashem because the Baal Taiva doesn't go anyplace. He sits with his TV and he watches taiva, and taiva is to make a person passive and allow himself to be a nehmeh. That's Koyach HaTaiva. So Mela, Koyach HaTaiva stops Avodah the person because the person has no reason to do it. He wants to absorb taiva. That is Koyach HaTaiva. Koyach HaChemda, he says, is the opposite. It drives a person to kill himself so that he has no time to learn. He's misyageya and oyef, he has no time to learn. That's what the Gaon says. So, together, certainly it's true if the person's chemda is money and the person keeps working for money that he doesn't need, and it's not for him and it's not his, certainly that kind of chemda disturbs. But even learning, you got a person who's jumping from one into the other. First he's learning this, then he decides to learn that, then he decides to learn that. One of the reasons why that happens is because he has big eyes, and he noticed that he can learn, that he's learning 2 blot a week very well, but he noticed someone else is learning 5 blot a week well, so he makes a seder for 5 blot a week. Then he noticed somebody else is learning halacha, and he knows that they didn't always, so he cancels that and he's learning halacha. Then he knows that the person can never find menucha, because he's looking for what's not his. So first of all, it's infinite. He has 600,000 neshamas from which he can look at to see what they're doing that he's not doing, and those inyanim that he can't make his because they're not his. So the koyach hachemda destroys a person because it sets a goal that he can't accomplish, and it, in a certain sense, down deep, the person becomes a koyf and a kadosh baruch hu. If you honestly think this, you can't do. And you are trying to do it, so it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been thinking, when he made it, he would have given you a better head, he would have given you longer years, he would have given you this. That's what he's saying. The midah, that's what Eben Ezra says, for a person's midah of chemda, a person has to understand, chemda is set by the framework of the scope of what he's looking out at. So if the person's scope is the world around and what they have, then there's no end. That's like Sachmoid, and that's like Son of Rechayet Shaka. The person is being made on a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he made a mistake. If the person's scope of Chemda is what is his, a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me A, B, C, B, and E, that's the yin that I have, and why don't I develop it? Why don't I bring out more of it? That's the Chemda that the Zohar says is chemda teira, that's muta, that will the person should be. So in one of the stresses behind analysis of Rama Vino as the Reish Maminim, one of the reflections of Maminim is that he rejected anything that was outside of him. He didn't want to take from something that's earmarked someone else's. He said, I mean, Moisi Yadi, the Hiromas Yadayim was that nothing, he's not bringing in anything from the outside. His Yadayim are not bringing in anything from the outside in. And that's why it was Zeicher to Chutzel, Tzitzis, and Tzfil, because the covenant deference of a person comes Mineibe as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, incorporated in the package of the person, of what the person gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that even the Begadim, which lechura are and the kishutim of the person, which lechura kitzonis tikinyanim, we get it also in Eitan. We get the tzitzis, the inyan beged we get from tzitzis, and the inyan of pe'er and teferes we get from tefillin.